Change in plan. After that, Toru Sakai decided to change the plan and carry out the killing in the basement, Meyer said. He brought out a knife and asked me to go down and finish off his father, Meyer said. Meyer said he refused and then watched Toru take the knife down to the basement. When Meyer later went down, he saw the older Sakai had been stabbed to death. He said the body was then wrapped in trash bags, rolled in the blood-soaked rug from the house's entrance hall, and loaded into Toru's Porsche. The two then took the body to Malibu Canyon for burial, Meyer said. Meyer said he and Toru spent the next 2 days getting rid of evidence. He said they dropped Takashi Sakai's car at Los Angeles International Airport, took the murder weapon and the piece of carpet from the entrance hall of the Beverly Hills house to a landfill in Glendale, and painted over blood-spattered walls in the house. We put several coats in the basement, he said. Meyer testified that he later received $1,400 from Toru Sakai for his part in the killing. A carpet salesman and an installer also testified Monday that 2 days after the killing, Sanai Sakai had purchased carpet and had it installed in the entrance of the Beverly Hills house. The witnesses said the new carpet was a small piece that closely matched the color of the surrounding carpet in the house. Deputy District Attorney Lonnie A. Felker said Sanai Sakai's quick replacement of the rug was part of the evidence that showed she knew of the killing and was aiding her son. Sanai Sakai has denied she had anything to do with her husband's killing.